Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Happy New Year, everyone! It is Coach Betty live from Point Reyes, California, on this particular day. And of course, I've got my trusty audio producer, Chris, back east, who's running the board for us so beautifully.
Hi there.
Hello from Chris. Yes, yes. And I am so excited because my amazing guest today is Miss Yvette Summers, who has a great deal to share with us about living an organic and orgasmic life through her positive view of the world. So we're going to get to Yvette in just a minute. I just want to say a couple of things. One is I understand that there's been a little bit of a glitch with the internet and sometimes the connection is lost. And I want to point you, if you lose the connection, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and click the alternative way to listen, and then you will tune back into the show. So sorry about the glitches. We're working those out. So living an organic and orgasmic life, you know, it is really about a natural way to rediscover this inner spirit that is so juicy inside of us. My blessing is really to work with women who understand about our feminine natures and the important contribution that we have to make in this world and how we've gotten a little bit off track with all of that. So what I offer is a system to get us back on track and rediscover our inner beauty and sexuality so that you fall in love with yourself every time you look in the mirror. And this kind of transformation, what it does is it increases your confidence. And when you have increased confidence, you make more money, you have better relationships, you just enjoy your life. You have a lot more courage to step out and bring your unique gifts to the planet, and you really can feel your value. So if you're saying, wow, that sounds pretty cool, I like that, and it's resonating with you, keep listening. Keep listening to Coach Betty Live every Tuesday at 12 noon, or catch up with the archives. You can download them right onto your iPhone right now at the App Store. And if you're really committed to saying, you know what, I want to know how to do that, that's when I want you to email me, coachbetty@coachbettylive.com. All right, well, living an organic and orgasmic life, I want to just let you all know that it was Ms. Yvette Summers and I who co-created this whole concept of living an organic and orgasmic life. And Yvette is a musicologist, a percussionist, a beautiful dancer. She sings. She's worked with some pretty big names in the music biz, Herbie Hancock, Bill Summers for a couple. She's now the founder of a new musical group called The Natural Healers. So welcome to Coach Betty Live, Yvette.
Yay! I'm so happy to be with you here, starting the new year off brand new with my co-partner and living an orgasmic life. I'm so excited for you, Betty. It's Coach Betty, I should say, for us to be able to experience this moment together.
I know. Yvette and I spent this amazing year together where we kind of huddled up in Petaluma, California, and created a show called Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life. And then we took it on the road. And when we took it on the road, we went right to Paris. And we performed in Paris as well as Germany and spent 3 months in Europe together performing and traveling and just having amazing experiences, very organic and orgasmic, which we'll share a little bit of that with you later on. But I just want the listeners to hear in your words about how do you describe what living an organic and orgasmic life really means?
Oh, yes. It's actually, for me, I think when every activity you do becomes a ritual of love, when everything you do is coming from your life, from love, meaning if you're eating, if you're showering, if you're kissing, whatever you're doing, that is a ritual of love. That's what living the anorganic and orgasmic life is to me. Mm-hmm. And really being in the now, being present. Like if you're eating soup or if you're taking a shower, really being there and loving it, you know, enjoying it. Because I know we have a tendency, at least I do, just based on my experience, you know, thinking, going into the future, thinking of, you know, what am I going to do? Well, if I had this or if I had that. But no, but just coming back. Well, I'm here right now and I have this banana that I'm just eating. I'm going to enjoy it to the fullest and pull out an organic and orgasmic experience through that. So that's what
So it's, yeah, it's about really being present because you can't really feel orgasmic. I mean, if you take it to the sexual place, it's very hard to feel an orgasm when you're thinking about what you have to do next.
Exactly.
So to bring it back into the moment.
Exactly.
And then I love it that it all comes through your heart and you live it right here and right now. So, you know, you and I experienced many different things when we were in Europe, and when you're traveling in a foreign country where you don't know the language and you're making your way, and we were working, we were talking to the people at the theater and trying to make things happen. It is not always an organic and orgasmic experience. You run into some things where it's not flowing the way you had imagined it flowing. So I want, let's hear from you. What is the story that you can think of over in Europe where we kind of ran into a bug and then we switched it around and it actually became organic and orgasmic? Because is there any story that's coming to you right in this moment?
Oh, there are many stories coming. There are many stories. But one, I would mention the Barcelona. This is one. There are a few, and I'm going to try to just tap on a little bit of both of them, is that when we first arrived in the south of France in Béziers with our sweet Isabella, letting her have this amazing spot in her place, and then we knew that our next date was going to be in Barcelona to see our famous musician Mark on the drums. We were going to meet him, and then I was actually going to sit in with him. Well, we started off our campaign. We started off leaving for the train and just having faith and trusting. That's the most important thing, trusting whatever you're confronting with, just trusting that this is what I'm supposed to do and knowing without, you know, going, well, why is this happening? Why is that? Okay, let me figure out what I'm supposed to do. We had actually missed the train. I think it was, 14 o'clock, and you thought it was 3. It was something wrong with the time when we were about to leave. So we got to the train station and the train had left, and we go up and we try to figure out how we're going to get to Barcelona, because I actually want to sit in with my friend Mark and play percussion and da-da-da. And we were trying, if we miss the train, we're not going to make it in time. Lo and behold, we trusted and we made it there on time. And we got a chance to see my friend play this amazing set. and it was, I think, the last song when we got there. And it, we're always, if we trust and know that we are protected, everything always worked out, because I wasn't really supposed to perform with him because I was wearing a top that seriously was, when I perspire, it shows through. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that I didn't have to perform on stage, or everybody would have saw this problem that I have. So we ended up taking pictures with Mark and enjoying him and experienced the most amazing time in Barcelona with all the different architecture, and everything was just so fabulous. So we didn't give up by not missing the train, saying, oh boy, we might as well go home. We stood there and we trusted and we smiled and said, okay, this has got to get us to the next point. And voila, we had an amazing experience and time in Barcelona. And also the other thing that really sticks out is that when we were we went to the train station, we were getting our tickets to, I think, I was coming back to the south of France, and I think you were going to the States, and, you know, it's about energy. We walked up, and we were getting the tickets, and this guy that was behind the ticket counter, he was very, you know, stern, very, you know, you can tell from his ancient or his spirit, that it wasn't really high. So, of course, we're standing in line, and we're trying to make something happen with the tickets that we had, and it had expired. And he was like, no, no. He was really, like, really strict with, no, you can't do this. And we were trying to turn poison into medicine with the ticket that we have, and he was, no, 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 no. But by the time we finished and we changed our energy and spirit, he came through. He changed. He started saying yes to no's, and, you know, just being present and not changing over our energy to where his energy was, we were able to change poison into medicine. Just being in the now, that's what.
I love that. Changing poison into medicine through faith and trust.
Yes, so, and good energy, keeping your energy level up.
Keeping our energy up. So we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with a few more tales of organic orgasmic living. Stay tuned.
Yay.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time, to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
All right. It is Coach Betty live back with one of my very favorite people, Yvette Summers.
Yay!
Who always makes me laugh. And we were just laughing on the break a little bit about some of our experiences in Europe where we brought this show, Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life. And then as we were traveling, we were running into some experiences where it was like, oh, wow, like missing the train for Barcelona. It's like it's so easy to just go to this poor, pitiful place like, oh, no, now what? But staying in trust and faith and saying, how can we make this organic and orgasmic? And there's actually two more quick stories that I want to share. We got to Paris, and when we arrived in Paris, we were set up in this really nice apartment, but it just wasn't right for us and the creative process that we needed and the creative space that we really needed for preparing for our show. And so got on the phone. Now, here we are. It's like June in Paris. We're at the last minute trying to find a place to stay, and we're both on the phone calling these different places. And Yvette, I want you to take over from here because it was just phenomenal watching her operate. So this is that Christian piece. Tell him
I'm calling everywhere trying to find us a place, and I call and it's the wrong number. And the guy on the other end, he actually spoke English, so it was really good that he did speak English. And I think out of the blue, I love to meet people. I love meeting people for the first time. I don't care, over the phone, in your space. I love meeting people. So this man answered the phone, Christian, and he spoke English, and I says, hey, you know, I just asked him, I'm here from the States, and my partner and I, we're looking for a place to live, and we're only here for a month, and would you happen to know anyone? And I remember you sitting next to me, Betty, looking at me like, you don't even know this guy. And I was like, you know, we have to ask for what we want. You know, the person next sitting right next to us can have exactly what we need. But if we don't ask, how would they know? So I took the opportunity to ask the wrong number that I dial if he can help us. And he was so amazing. He was so genuinely there for us. He was like, well, listen, I have a place that I usually stay in Paris. Let me call them, and I'll call you back. And this is somebody that's just hearing my voice over the phone that reached out and helped, and I think we became Facebook friends. And he's like, if you guys ever in the South, in Tulum, you guys can come and visit me. And he was actually this amazing, famous artist in Paris that loved music, that loved art. And we connected. We didn't actually find our place through him, but what actually happened was we found an amazing spot that was close to Enor, our rehearsal spot, close to the venue where we had our show. I mean, everything. It was in an amazing place that we had. And I'm trying to think of the name. Montmartre, that's what it was, right?
Yeah,
Montmartre.
Right.
We had a problem.
Montmartre area of Paris.
Pronouncing
is where we
our letters.
We, at that point in time, were willing to stay anywhere in Paris because we just needed a place to stay. We ended up finding the perfect place.
Exactly.
And Yvette made this brand new friend in dialing the wrong number, and he was putting out energy trying to help us. So I love it that you say that. at the person standing right next to you can be just the person that has what you need in life, and just to reach out and even just say hello. That's
exactly.
really the organic exactly. and orgasmic way, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, just being, hey, how you doing? How you? What's up? You know, and express yourself. That is a really an amazing feeling to have, to connect with people that, and I just, that really makes me high and really makes my emotions inside full of love when I can, because we're all humans. We all have this life. We all want love. We don't want to hurt anybody. Everybody's trying to help each other by, you know, saying we don't want to really harm each other. I'm sure, you know, deep down behind all of it is love, you know. So there's no reason to, you know, say hello to somebody standing in the back of you in the line at the grocery store or, you know, at the gas station, wherever you are, you know, just connect. And everybody needs a hug and a smile. Nothing wrong with that. And it's free.
Yep. I know. And it was, I learned so much from traveling with Yvette and watching her. You never worry about not really knowing the language. She just threw on her beautiful smile. And you guys must go to CoachBettyLive.com this week to see this gorgeous woman who I'm speaking with right now. And all she had to do was smile. And it's a universal language. Language. And it was phenomenal to see how easy things. Now, I myself, just to be honest, it wasn't as easy for me, but I learned that it could be easy if you just trust in faith and relax within yourself. So you and I could spend 45 minutes talking about all of our experiences. Actually, we could spend hours because we had so much fun.
Yeah, because we had some yummy experiences in Ed's with David, with all the yummy food, the music.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just phenomenal experiences. Amazing.
Yeah, we found ourselves, you know, really rubbing shoulders with some amazing folks. And every single place we went, we found beauty.
Yes.
And so this is a great segue to what I want to talk about now, about this Oshun energy, the African Saint Oshun. Because Yvette, in our very unique show, Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life, which was a combination of music, dance, and conversation, she really helped educate the audience about Oshun and who she was and what she brings to the planet. So tell us a little bit about who Oshun is.
Oshun is a goddess of love, pleasure, beauty, and sensuality. She is, she represents the river. She loves rainbow and honey and brass bracelets. Her number is 5. She loves gold and yellow scarves and peacocks. It's just an amazing flow of energy, that a goddess of love and purity, amazing energy. She also, of course, you know, is feared by many. she has a temper. You know, when women have their cycle, this mood that they go through that most people can't understand, what's wrong with you? It's just a mood, but it passes through. But sometimes, you know, a hurricane or a tornado, it turns out at the end, it becomes a rainbow. So if everybody understand women, if that point of the month where you see that some things are a little emotional or shaky with that beautiful woman in your life or whoever she might be, it's just temporary. That will change. That hurricane will change into a rainbow for sure.
A rainbow
of
love, pleasure, beauty, and sensuality. And so I want you to talk a little bit about why it's important for us to remember this Oshun energy.
Because it helps us also to become free and love ourselves. When you have, Oshun loves to have mirrors around. And as you know, when I came to stay with you in Petaluma, Betty, actually we become caretakers as well. Caretaking of everything that are as an Oshun spirit around us. If we as women just wherever we are, if we're taking care of whatever it is that we have, or if our kitchen is clean, our living room, we're just taking care of the furniture we sit on, the beds we sleep in, the showers, everything that are around us, that we become really great caretakers, and most of all of our lives, you know, respecting and loving ourselves first. That's the energy that I can bring. And become flowing. Oshun is the river. So just become flowing water, you know, just run through, you know, let anything hold you back. Become like flowing water. Yeah. I would
and
that.
So when you talk about being this caretaker and making spaces beautiful, you're not talking about your own place. You're talking about everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go. Everywhere you go becomes yours. You take care of it like it's yours. You know, some people say, "That, where's your couch?" You don't have a couch. You know, I've been on this traveling journey of, you know, going after my spirit, designing my life the way I desire it to be. And I've been on every couch I sit on. I become a caretaker. I take care of it like it was mine, you know. And none of these things that we possess, can we take it with us when we die? It's just temporary that we're using it. So as caretakers, we must take care of everything we come in contact with, everything, no matter where we are. If it's yours, if it's Uncle John's, if it's whoever it might be, you just continue to take care of things that are around us. And in return, it'll show us love back.
Mm.
So that's, you know, really become really great caretakers of wherever you are or wherever you might be.
And I just got this whole image about how that really brings beauty into the world. If you're traveling and taking care of everything around you, we're just increasing beauty everywhere we go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's such a joy when you're around things that are clean and fresh and creating space. You feel good as well. No matter, you know, I've had friends that are really, really poor, and I've been with people that are really, really rich, and we all smile, we all have a good time. And even in the poor situations, if your space is clean, you find a reason to smile and grow. But if it's cluttered and piles and stacks and, you know, you feel, ooh, then you feel yucky. But if you start to take care of whatever you have, then you feel better.
And we're going to talk to her a little bit about how we can start to do that right after the break.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Oh. After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
It is Coach Betty back with Ms. Yvette Summers, musicologist, percussionist, and founder of The Natural Healers, a new musical group which actually brings together people from all over the world to create some music. And we're going to talk to her about that in a minute or so. But before we leave this African saint, Oshun, and this feminine energy of love, pleasure, beauty, and sensuality, so how can women and girls begin to get in touch with Oshun energy? If people are interested in it, you know, what would you recommend they do?
Well, actually, of course, you know, the Internet is always at our fingertips, so we can get, the world is at our fingertips on Internet regarding Oshun. But I would say, you know, have in your space, make sure that there's always mirrors. You know, put mirrors in your space. It opens up. And it allows you to look in the mirror, you know, and express yourself. When you are not feeling bad, it's always good, like, to make yourself feel good by putting on your favorite shirt or your favorite dress on, you know. That also helps the inside by you really, you know, taking a long bath and looking good for the day. Say, oh, I like myself, you know. And that helps you, bring you out of your problem, or you thinking about all these different things. At least you start to feel good and look at yourself and start to love yourself and respect yourself. Because when you love yourself, then others will love you. Or if not, you know, it's nothing better than giving. I love to give love. It feels good to love people, whether you love me or not. I enjoy loving. So make sure that you open up your space. Have a mirror somewhere. Like, I always tell women with kids, with little girls, to put mirrors in their rooms or around the house. And mirrors are so important. I don't know how to explain that more, but you can look at yourself and really encourage yourself that, wow, I have this life. I have a life. I can breathe. And that's the most important thing, being grateful to be able to breathe and have this precious life that we all have.
That is so beautiful. And it goes along with something that I tell my clients all the time, to look themselves in the mirror on a daily basis and find that inner beauty. Mm-hmm. Because when you find your inner beauty, guess what you project out in the world? You project beauty out. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and experience with Oshun energy. And, you know,
and always it's, remember to flow like flowing water. You
flow
know?
Like that, flowing water.
So, yeah, it's so important for us to flow. Just go with the flow like flowing water. You know, stop resisting. No!
Yeah. That's so great. I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, whenever you're feeling like, oh no, I just came up against a wall, or I'm trying so hard to make this happen. That's when you just back off and think, how can I flow with this energy? That's really that Oshun stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sweet as honey.
Sweet as honey. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, speaking of flowing and traveling all over the world, Yvette has been all over the world traveling with her music, her percussionist when she was married to Bill Summers. She was part of a group called Los Hombres Caliente, and through that she met just phenomenal people, and since she's been on her own, she has just continued that amazing path. So, you know, I've always been interested in the healing power of music and natural healing. So what do you know from all your travels about that?
About music and healing?
Yeah.
Well,
music
actually allows you to express yourself. Yeah. It allows you to become free, and that's like in the highest state when you're able to express yourself. It leads you to actually ecstasy, you know, when you're in any moment where you're expressing yourself. It's such a high ecstasy of love and joy. You feel really good, and it's like you're not holding back, you know, you're just trusting and allowing. And most people, when they hear music, they feel free to dance and move their body in directions that they may normally not move, you know, and you're not concerned, when you're not concerned about what someone thinks of you or the fear of what they're going to say if I move this way. But actually, it allows you to just let everything hang and be free and experience the moment.
Mm. And to listen to a little bit of what Yvette and the natural healers have put together, which is Yvette, Fawcett, and Enor. It is the three of them who have created just a beautiful mix of very healing music. You can go to myspace.com/thenaturalhealers. So why is it that music just works no matter where you are in the world?
Because you can have music with no language, no lyrics. Sorry. or you can have it with lyrics no matter what language. Like, I love to hear, actually, my co-partner in the Natural Healers, Fawcett. His voice is just so amazing to sing in French or Creole or African. And it's so amazing because I grew up, but I spent a lot of time with Cuban musicians and Afro-Cuban music and all the different sounds. And I did not know any of the meaning of what the lyrics were saying, but the music made me so happy. And I began, it's important, happy music, and music that lifts you up. Because when I hear music that is, you know, I love the blues, and the blues is good, but into each his own. But music that makes you sad or doesn't, you know, make you think of a bad moment or anything like that, turn the station. Turn the station, play something that lifts you up and keeps you smiling and makes you feel good. And it's been so exciting to co-create the Natural Healers with Enor. He's actually from Cuba. And he's just this amazing percussionist that have played with, he plays African, he goes to Brazil, all the African diaspora. He's just a phenomenal musician. And to be aside with Fawcett, which is an amazing vocalist, musician, guitarist, good person, all these two individuals are so rich with love inside, and I'm so happy that I attracted these two guys and for the Natural Healers, because we have an amazing mission together to spread love and music all over the world. And even though there's going to be Creole language spoken and Cuban and English and, you know, African, it's just an amazing experience to be able to do this with amazing people that really cares about life and love. So that's where we are now, and we're looking forward. Christian, who we met in Germany, remember?
I will never forget.
He's a part of our team, and he's just become this amazing spirit that's like, Yvette, I'm going to do this. I'm going to work hard. And he's German, and I've been around a lot of Germans, and they really, really, really do work hard. It's phenomenal how amazing German people really take in their work and go after it. I'm learning so much from people all over the world. And that's also through my musical and travel experience, is to pick up something from each culture, whether if it's a recipe or, you know, music or whatever it can be. We all can exchange cultural experiences with each other, and I enjoy that through music as well.
And so you're getting the picture of, here is this group, this ensemble. You've got Yvette, who is African-American here from the States, although if you ask her where she's from, she says she's from planet Earth. And then you've got Fawcett. He's living in France, but he was born in Guadeloupe. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
And then Enor is living in Paris, but he was born in Cuba. And then Christian, who is helping to manage them, is German. So it's just already this, like, beautiful, rich cultural mix of people that have come together to naturally heal through music.
Yes.
So again, check them out on myspace.com/thenaturalhealers. Well,
yeah,
okay.
And we'll have our site up as well, the tour schedule. There's going to be a tour set starting in Germany in March. And so we'll have more information coming up soon. So the website and all that is going to be updated within a couple of weeks from now. So please check in. And if you're in Europe, please, you know, come out and see us. And we would love to give you a big hug and a kiss.
And it's worth it, folks. Don't miss that opportunity. So one last time, it's myspace.com/thenaturalhealers. Well, my dear friend, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your beautiful light spirit with me and our listeners
today. Oh, it's a pleasure to be
today.
With you.
All right, dear. Love to you and
love
all.
Love you back. And love to all the people out there. Big hug, big kiss. Mwah.
All right, dear. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with Coach Betty talking a little bit more about this conversation with sex.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time, to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4222. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends. Transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is Coach Betty live back with Coach Betty right now. I know you all had to at least get a smile, if not a little chuckle and laugh, out of my dear guest and friend Yvette Summers. She is just such an amazing human being, the most positive person I have ever met in my life. So thank you, Yvette, once again for sharing your love and your sensuality and your beauty and pleasure with all of us. So now I want to move into the segment of the show I call my Whoa Babies. If you haven't heard my Whoa Baby segment before, these are sound bites that I have read or heard that make me stop and kind of wake me up in a new way, give me a new perspective, at least a new consideration for a perspective. And I have been talking about sex the last few weeks because, as you know, the show is about natural healing. I don't think there's anything more natural for us than sex. It's how we're all walking around on the planet. And as I have been researching this more and more, I have surprised myself at what I have found in terms of the scientific research around health benefits regarding sex. So I offer another Whoa Baby around that today. This is from the Bulletin of Experimental Biology and Medicine. And in this bulletin, it states, sex increases the hormone oxytocin. As oxytocin surges, endorphins increase and pain declines. So if your headache, arthritis pain, or PMS symptoms improve after sex, you can thank oxytocin.
Whoa, baby!
Yeah, so how about that? Last week I spoke about how sex two times a week can actually help colds and the flu and other infections. This week it's talking about headaches, arthritis pain. So as many of you know, I have been diagnosed with this condition called rheumatoid arthritis. It's been a long time ago now, over 20 years ago. Actually, we're working on about 25. since my initial diagnosis. And I have tried all kinds of different remedies and therapies, and I'm thankful for every single one of them in my life. I took a lot of pharmaceuticals for a number of years while I was raising my daughter, thankful that they were around so I could be a part of my daughter's life. I've now been off of all of that for over 5 years and am searching and learning many new ways to manage pain as well as wellness and health. And so sex is one of the things that I am exploring. Many people in chronic pain, and rheumatoid arthritis is an example of that, report having difficulty with pain during sex. And what I want to say to you, you know, based on this whoa baby, listen to this. We have sex, we surrender to the inner juiciness is what I call it, that sex provides for us, and it decreases pain. It's possible. Please don't believe anything you don't want to believe in what I say here. I only ask that you, if you're listening, you're obviously considering that maybe there's something to all of this. And I recommend and encourage you to find a way to surrender to the healthy power of sex. So this is what I'm talking about when I talk about sex. If you don't have a partner, well, you can have sex with yourself. It's called masturbation. Let's just get out there with these words. Let's be real with ourselves. If you have a partner, I'm talking about healthy, loving, consensual sex. Look at what it can do for us. It actually has many, many health benefits, as I have been reporting over the last few weeks. So I thought it was quite interesting that this particular statistic and information came from the experimental bulletin of experimental medicine, because I spoke a couple of weeks ago about the Victorian age physicians. So we're talking 1850s. They were using and prescribing orgasm for many female diagnoses. So I think it's so interesting how we're acting like sex is an experimental medicine. It's been around a long, long time. I know I worked at a alternative health clinic here in California, and the community of practitioners, we used to have meetings, and many of them would talk about migraine headaches with women, and if they could masturbate or have sex right as that headache was coming on, it can literally dissipate the headache completely. So I've said it before, but I think it's worth repeating. Imagine the different kind of energy that that woman puts in the world if they go to having sex and getting rid of their headache, or if they go to taking pharmaceutical medication, which usually drives you to your bed and where you're pulling the covers over your head until the headache goes away. Just imagine the productivity, the feminine energy that gets put into the world in those two scenarios. Sex can be very transformative if it's done in a healthy, loving, consensual way. I know myself, I have been very depleted emotionally, physically, where I feel like dried up. And if I can tap into the inner sexuality, and that's really what I'm talking about here. We talk about it in terms of having sex with another, but it lives within us. So if we can tap into that inner sexuality, inner juice, that's what can fill up our reservoir. It can let those energy blocks that we all have, whew, we can get them flowing, just like Yvette spoke about, flowing like water. When we tap into our inner sensuality and our inner juice, it helps us to flow like water. Instead of being shut down to life, we feel warm and juicy. So you're getting an idea of where I'm going with this conversation, or at least I hope you are. If you're not, please let me know. Let me know what needs clarification in what I'm saying. Email me at Coach Betty, CoachBettyLive.com. So this transformation is happening. 2011. It is time to step up, step in, bring your gifts out into the world, be the magnificent beings that we are. Keep listening to CoachBettyLive.com. I'm going to be posting today's show within the next day or two. Have your friends listen in. Let's start a whole movement of beauty and sexuality in our world. That's, I guess, where I'm heading. That just came out of my mouth right now, so I guess it's true. So that's all for today. I hope you are inspired to go get a mirror, go find your beauty, go enjoy your inner sexual nature, and keep listening Coach Betty Live on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, living an organic and orgasmic life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.